Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Margie Schaefer, and here's what's happening. The Oakland Police Commission has approved a unanimous policy shift that loosens the restrictions on high-speed police pursuits. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports live from Oakland, the change gives officers more leeway in the field in an effort to combat rising crime. Matt?
Specifically, Margie, this revised policy now allows officers to initiate a chase and to drive over 50 miles per hour during a pursuit. But, and there's a big caveat here, police officials are stressing what has not changed. Chief Floyd Mitchell confirms that pursuits remain tightly focused. They are only permitted in cases of violent felonies where a firearm is involved.
The pursuit of non-violent felonies is just not on the table.
The department has also implemented a clear accountability measure, agreeing to report back to the commission every quarter to assess how this policy change is impacting public safety. Some Oakland residents at last night's police commission meeting voiced their opposition to the policy change out of concern that innocent bystanders might be hit during a police chase. But Frank Scalise tells KCBS,
I feel like they should be able to pursue them without having to get approval, because it just gives the criminals a better chance of getting away.
Under the new policy, cops can now get that approval after the high-speed chase is already underway. Live in Oakland, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Thank you, Matt. 75 people were displaced by a fire last night at their apartment complex in San Jose. The fire on David Avenue off Winchester at the two-story garden-style complex was first reported just after 5 last evening. It took crews about 2 hours to bring it under control. 22 units were damaged, no injuries reported. Fire officials say it looks like it started in the attic. No word yet on a cause. Could some World Cup games be relocated to other cities? President Trump is suggesting he would consider it. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports live. This comes as preparations ramp up in a big way for the half dozen matches scheduled for Levi Stadium. Mike.
Well, Margie, President Trump says he'd make the 11th hour change if his administration deems host cities unsafe. The response coming while fielding questions from reporters in the Oval Office, specifically asked about Seattle and San Francisco if they don't cooperate with the White House on immigration policy.
I think it's actually a very fair question. If I think it's not safe, we're going to move it out of that city.
Of course, the games in the Bay Area would be in Santa Clara, 45 miles away from San Francisco. Also, these big events don't come together in a day or even a month, says John Schrader, former Bay Area sports broadcaster, now an assistant professor of sports media at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
These people have planned on this for years. The competitive process was intense. And of course, there are some disappointed cities around America and North America that will probably be happy to have a second chance.
Tickets for these World Cup matches will also be going on sale soon. It's unclear if the White House has any say in where these games are ultimately played. though World Cup cities do receive more than $600 million in federal funding for security. Reporting live, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Thank you, Mike. The Trump administration is suing California in an attempt to obtain personal information on millions of voters. Department of Justice lawyers in a lawsuit filed in federal court in Los Angeles claim the White House needs voters' names, addresses, party registration information, and the last four digits of their socials so they can make sure states are removing the names of ineligible voters from official lists. California Secretary of State Shirley Weber says the federal suit is baseless and called it a fishing expedition. Similar suits were filed against Michigan, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New York, Washington, Maine, and Oregon were sued over the past week. The drive to Big Sur has been a challenge for nearly 3 years. KCBS's Kathy Whitman has details of the economic impact of a road closure that's forced visitors to drive around a mudslide since January of 2023.
Visit California just released figures showing the magnitude of losses to businesses in Big Sur and San Simeon as a result of the nearly 3 years Highway 1 has been closed after that mudslide. Visitor spending has been down about $14 million each month the road has been closed. This report comes after Caltrans announced it's targeting March 2026 for the road to reopen.
We've had really very little idea of when we could expect that. So now to have a date is quite helpful from a planning standpoint.
President of the Big Sur Chamber of Commerce, Kurt Gaffel, and owner of the Nepenthe restaurant, says he's been running at a net loss each year the road has been closed.
A business that is dependent more on through traffic between San Francisco and Los Angeles and day trippers is going to see upwards of 40, even 50% drop in business.
However, for visitors to the area from the north, there is an advantage.
There are fewer visitors coming to the area, and you can have more Big Sur to yourself.
But that will change after March 2026. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We got a lot of calls in the KCBS newsroom yesterday evening from listeners who spotted something unusual shooting across the sky. It was a glowing object traveling northeast that one caller said was too slow to be an asteroid. Turns out it was a SpaceX launching its third Falcon 9 rocket into orbit from Vandenberg around sunset with 24 Starlink satellites on board. SpaceX has applied to the FCC to launch 15,000 low Earth orbit satellites to provide mobile satellite service in the United States. NASA's Perseverance rover has found encouraging signs that Mars was once the home of the building blocks of life. KCBS's Eric Thomas spoke with one of the researchers involved.
Perseverance has been tirelessly examining rocks since arriving on the red planet 4 years ago. But when it drilled into a rock from a formation called Bright Angel, it found signs of ancient organic molecules that scientists found fascinating.
The team has been informally calling them poppy seeds and leopard spots. That's kind of what they look like in images. But really, they're little nodules of minerals.
Dr. Michael Tice at Texas A&M says the rock came from an area that may have been underwater more than 3 billion years ago. He says the findings suggest there could have been microbes in the mud underneath but more research needs to be done to confirm it.
It's a little bit like if you were out treasure hunting on the beach with a metal detector, and now your metal detector has gone off and you dug up something shiny. It's definitely something different from what you've seen before, but you still have more work to do to find out exactly what it is.
Similar microbes developed on Earth at about the same time, but our atmosphere remained conducive to life while Mars turned deadly. Eric Thomas, KCBS.
The challenges of being a new mother can be overwhelming, but as KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports, a San Francisco's mother's group is helping each other as they go through this life-changing experience.
It's the Golden Gate Mothers Group, founded by 12 San Francisco moms 25 years ago, now boasting a whopping 4,500 members who pay $75 a year. Connie Lynn, the current chair, says a lot of the members aren't able to rely on families, so they turn to each other to
give us some guidance on what it's like to be a mom. What does it mean to take care of a kid? Is it normal for them to sleep through the night or not? And GGMG helps to fill in that gap.
In addition to networking, they hold large events to help moms connect with each other.
Citywide gatherings to celebrate the different seasons, help finding childcare, child support, children's clothing.
And new member gatherings where moms can meet each other. They also have online forums
to talk about, like, hey, what's going on for their lives as a mom? How do they think about education?
She says something like this is needed even more these days with so many people relying on the internet. The personal connection is key. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
A Santa Clara woman has been sentenced to 1.5 years in federal prison for defrauding the government during the pandemic. U.S. prosecutors say 53-year-old Cassie Will Darnell obtained more than $2.8 million in pandemic relief from the Paycheck Protection Program by claiming on two separate PPP loan applications that she had employees at two companies and monthly payroll obligations totaling over $1 million. She was approved for loans in both cases despite not having any employees at either company. Prosecutors say Will Darnell will likely have to pay restitution in addition to her prison sentence. Childhood cancer can put an enormous strain on a family, but it's not just the emotional stress. The extensive receipt of treatment-related costs can leave parents strapped for cash. But now, as KCBS's Shannon Golden reports, UCSF just started a new pilot program aimed at easing that burden.
Dr. Lena Weinstone, UCSF pediatric hematologist and oncologist, says about a third of the families they treat are already unable to pay for food, housing, transportation, or even temporary lodging. But a year into treatment, that number jumps to half.
Families end up with one parent at least staying home or being in the hospital with a child, and that leads to significant income loss.
In the past, she says UCSF has piloted a program to provide families with Instacart and Uber gift cards.
We really found that families have a variety of different needs. Maybe they need to use the money to keep their cell phone on so that they can get the doctor's appointments, you know, scheduled and calls from them about lab results.
So as part of a new pilot, they're trying just direct cash transfers sent to parents twice a month for whatever they need.
I think that we have evidence that is suggestive that it may actually lead to more cures and less relapses.
Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.